let's get ready to wrinkle!
I don't know if you guys know this, but there was this thing that happened.
Okay.
What?
Called Star Wars Celebration.
Wait, what?
What is that?
Where was that at?
Why, I'm glad you asked, because you've tuned into the exact right podcast to find out everything about what is, was, and will be Star Wars. I'm doing the Kevin Smith gesticulations again.
Was and were.
Yes, that's right. Star Wars Celebration. Thank you. You boys have arrived for the official recording of, and you, the listener, have hit play, I assume, for Fly Casual, episode number, I don't know, I'm too busy looking at a picture of Jared Leto as the Joker.
I don't know, 36, maybe?
Try not to look
somewhere
at those nipples.
In the 30s.
36.
36, episode number 36 of Fly Casual, the special Star Wars Celebration episode.
Come on.
I'm excited.
You should be, because why? We are going to celebrate good times.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
There's crap tons of news,
oh,
man.
Oh, my gosh. We got a lot of stuff to get through.
Yeah. Right. And if you were on our Twitter account, you would know how much crap ton of news there was.
He's just kidding. He is, because who's anybody? Anybody who's anybody. I got to work this out. Wait. Anybody who's everybody who's
any
what? Cool people, follow us on Twitter. And you, the listener, should do so, too, at FlyCasual1138, where it has been an exploding bomb of just constant barraging of information. Yeah. And, of course, a real quick shout-out to Mr. Steve Potter in the U.K.
Steve Potter, foreign correspondent in the U.K.
We got to get as much legs out of that as possible.
We do.
Who was going
he
to actually...
that as ringtone, right?
If I ever send it to him, yeah.
Come on, man.
He was going to actually join us tonight, but for various reasons, he will be joining us soon instead.
Yes.
So you have to look forward to actually hearing his dulcimer tones joining the rest of us. But in the meantime, I am your host, Mr. Corey T. Wilson, and sitting over there, lovely lit by the screen behind him, the light in front of him, and the iPad staring him in the face is Mr. Michael J. Archibald.
Hello, Corey T. Wilson.
Well, hello. What a lovely response there. I'm very well, thank you.
This afternoon,
I am.
Evening.
We got everything together and ready to go, and yeah, it's going to be a good night, man.
It's going to be an awesome night.
That's right. And over there, confirming the awesomeness of the night is at Master Control, Mr. Stephen J. Howie.
BB-8, man.
I know.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I know it. We heard
That's
it.
That's what I'm talking about.
We heard it, then we seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Proof.
That's right. And over there, declaring proof across the pond and down a few, live from the fantastic Circle City of Indianapolis, Indiana, Mr. Garrick, not Jay Hardy. How you doing, buddy?
I have it.
There you go. That's all
like
it is.
My sister has it.
He said it.
My father.
I did it.
It's from
my
father
has it.
You talk about chills, man.
Now, I don't know what it is, but we sure have it. In spades.
And of course, we are here to talk about all the latest Star Wars news, which, again, tons of.
Oh, we're going to try to get through all of it. I don't know.
Now you're smacking the projector around. Can we put you anywhere without you just knocking things over?
He is that excited.
He is. You know what? I feel like we should start every podcast with Mike in the laundry room and just have him Kool-Aid man his way in. We started
like
doing introductions
the
and then just a foot through the door and just comes in. Oh, yeah. Macho man style. Gets it all out of his system.
I like it.
Yeah. I think that's where it should go. But let's not beat around the bush anymore. Let's get into news, boys.
Oh, yeah.
There is no more beating around the bush as it relates to Celebration Anaheim.
No, so it's over.
No,
it is.
It happened.
You know what?
A lot of people were reaching out to us during Celebration, going, "You guys can do a special episode."
Yes,
we went into the bush and we came out of the bush, and now
went back into the bush again,
and then wiggled it around a little bit.
The bush. It's a burning bush. Calling the authorities.
Oh, okay. Right. We had a lot of people reaching out to us, going, "You guys can do a special episode. There's a lot of stuff going on." Blah, blah, blah. And we're like, yeah, we kind of want to, but no, we're going to slow our roll and we're going to get everything collected so we can just digest it.
That's and
right.
Then spit it out.
See, so, you guys don't understand this. We're fans too. So when we hear this stuff,
that,
well, yeah,
they, they're implying not all of our episodes are special. Is that what they're saying? Come on.
Don't pick fights with the listener, Garrick.
Oh, sorry.
Customer is always right.
The fact of the matter is we're squirrely and giddy and clicking through everything as quick as possible as well.
I watched it 10 times today.
You know what? But we're not gonna go off topic here. We're going to stay with the format that we've got.
Right.
We're breaking this down. So we're going to be talking about Celebration here tonight in our newscast, and we're also going to be talking about it next week in our rumor cast,
because
there's
going to be a lot of bleed over and what does this mean, what does that mean
exactly. So just to kind of set the stage a little bit, so there's lots of stuff to digest here.
Kick us off, Mike. What are we going to digest first?
The big news out of Celebration Anaheim, of course, was the trailer.
The teaser, dun, dun, dun. Teaser 2. Oh.
Yeah, see, now I want to pick a... No, I got a bone to pick with you.
Because, you always... You called the first teaser a trailer, and I said, it's a teaser. You said, teaser, trailer, what's the difference? And my words were, I knew you were going to say that. So here we are again on our own.
See,
I think YouTube lists it as a trailer.
I believe it's official teaser 2.
It is officially teaser 2, and it is only 90 seconds. So, it's a teaser.
It's a meaty teaser.
The expectation going into this was that we were going to get a full length trailer, like a couple minute, your regular, you get some plot point reveals and things like that.
But right.
That's not what we got. We got another teaser, but it was a teaser this time.
Look, Mike's getting ear to ear. That's why he sounds like that.
Like before, it got you excited because, this is our first look at anything.
Yeah.
Right. This is like... Mm-hmm. Okay, this is something we can eat and chew on.
Right.
And you got to remember, when they did teaser 1 back in December, it was November, it was right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
When they did that then, literally, they had just wrapped shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have much in way of special effects and post-production done, whatnot. So I think that trailer kind of showed us that. And it was probably good that it did because, because of the backlash from the prequels about overuse of, special effects, things like that.
CGI,
so it was nice to see... something that was a lot more practical in that first trailer. But you know what? We're jazzed up. We're ready to go now. And they did not disappoint with this trailer.
No, I didn't know what to expect. We talked a lot about whether or not it was going to be a full teaser and whether or not, is it going to be the same thing that we see running in front of Age of Ultron in a week or so?
Right. That's the other thing.
And who knows? We might actually get a full trailer.
Right.
A week and a half, 2 weeks, 3 weeks after we got the second speculation. Teaser.
That's the speculation.
I will be perfectly fine if when I go to see Age of Ultron, I see the same teaser again on the big screen. But if I see a trailer, I don't know if I'm going to retain anything from Age of Ultron. As excited as I've been to see Age of Ultron, and I am, I might not absorb a thing because I'll be too busy cleaning the poop out of my pants.
I did read something that there were the people who first went to Age of Ultron. Is that outright? No,
the reviews have brought in reviewers for the press,
and there was no trailer there.
No,
which
yet,
yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. So this is something where now I'm debating on whether or not I'm going to take work off on Friday so I can go see the midnight show. Which
I might be up for that.
Yeah, I want to say. I think this has to be a
problem.
A
is
threesome or a foursome.
I took half a day off this week for a serious illness.
What's more important, Corey?
I know, right? I know.
Why do you live? Why do you work? To see Star Wars movies.
You're right. Star Wars. I work to live. I don't live to work. I work to Star Wars. I don't Star Wars to work.
Oh, that'd be sweet if you get Star Wars to work.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So boys, let's hit this trailer, man. So just maybe a kind of a quick synopsis. What do we see going through? So the first scene that we see is we see Rey's little her little chocolate.
If you hadn't seen the first teaser, you might not even realize it.
That's the chocolate sickle.
Yeah, dipping across the desert in the long, long desert shot is the chocolate sickle.
Well,
you hear the music.
Yeah,
right.
That's my favorite score from the original trilogy.
Going to that scene.
Luke looking at the double sunset music.
Yeah.
It's Luke's theme, right?
Yeah Luke's theme.
Yeah.
Right.
Goosebumps thinking about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the John Williams Symphony Orchestra.
Sorry, having a Family Guy moment.
Then the Chocosicle drives in front of a Star Destroyer.
They crash. Well, no. First, you see a little X-Wing. You're like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a little X-Wing. Right? So they're like,
And then as you're looking in the background, you're like, what? Oh, no. Oh, that, and it's a Star Destroyer.
That doesn't go there.
Yeah, no. Right. That thing's like,
I don't think you're getting that out.
That thing's triple parked, man.
I don't think that's dry dock. I think it's crashed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think that's J.J. Abrams going, this is what they look like when they're in atmosphere. Mic dropped, I'm out of here.
So what do we get next, man? It goes to black. Then we hear what?
A voice.
We hear a voice.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask you
and
guys
it's
about...
it's not Lupita Nyong'o.
No, it is not.
How do I say her last name without sounding like
I'm... If it is...
Is it Nyong'o?
Nyong'o.
She's got really good impersonation skills.
That's true. Because she sounds a lot like Mark Hamill.
That's where I'm going with this. Wasn't that... That tripped me out a little bit because when the voice started speaking, I'm like, whoa, that's not Mark Hamill 2015.
I thought when I
that's
first
Mark Hamill 1983
when the trailer first hit, and what cracks me up is that you guys were totes oblivious
to what
the fact that the trailer just hit.
Oh yeah, completely.
You I guys had work. No. So yeah, was I.
I go to work.
I was at work too.
I was actually doing work,
but it was around lunchtime, and I was looking. I don't remember what I was. Oh, what it was the Twitter was lighting up.
Yeah,
just my phone was vibrating like crazy. So I turned to silence my phone so it wouldn't even vibrate on my desk. And I'm like, well, out of curiosity, I'm going to see why everybody's exploding over there in London town. And because that's usually around that time, we're getting the just got off work crowd
over there. Right.
Yeah. And I look and I'm like, what? And I click the link. I'm like, this is a joke. This is not going to be real. This is not going to be, oh my gosh. So I'm like scrambling to get my earbuds out of my drawer and listen to them, you know, while I'm sitting there like my lunch in front of my keyboard at work. And I immediately texted you guys.
I'm like, mouth.
I'm like, trailer's up, you know, and I told you guys, go to Cinema Blend. They've got it on the main.
I tried.
And Mike's going, link. And I'm like,
Cinema Blend on the main page.
He's like, I need a link. And I'm like, right. The funny thing was one of the staff had posted it on Cinema Blend.
Okay.
But the editor had not elevated it to the featured thing yet. Right. And so you had to scroll way down to latest news and it was just Star Wars everything.
Yeah.
And then maybe about 10 minutes later, someone got back from wherever, someone got back from the conference room and went, oh crap. And then went and promoted everything to feature. And so then the top of the page was taken over as well. And by that time, you guys had thankfully watched this.
Yes. It took a few minutes.
And that's the story of us watching the teaser.
So yeah, they repurposed Mark Hamill's.
Well, wait a minute,
voice.
Though. My first impression.
Well,
was reused.
My first impression when I watched it was that, holy crap, someone can do the most amazing Mark Hamill impression ever. And I was thinking that it was Mark Hamill's son or Luke Skywalker's son singing. Like, I'm like, did Dom Hall Gleason learn how to do the best darn American Mark Hamill ever? Because it didn't sound exactly like Return of the Jedi to me.
Right.
And
it was filtered.
And so I was even thinking, I'm like, holy crap, does Luke have a boy and a girl? Because then I was completely confused. But yeah, it sounds, I think the consensus is it's as Howie was saying, it's been repurposed dialogue from Return of the Jedi.
But that's not exactly the...
It's been altered.
Well,
and we're all confused now.
We are, right.
If you listen to the dialogue, I immediately went to, this is terrible.
What are they saying?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Howie. Well, before I want you to say, I'm going to let you finish.
Do you really want me to finish?
I'm going
to
let you finish, but tell us, Mike, what does the dialogue say?
Oh, the dialogue is what?
The force is strong in my family. The
force is strong in my family.
My father has it. Which is true in Return of the Jedi. He said, my father has it.
Right.
I have it. My sister has it. And you have that too. You have that
now,
too.
You have that too was from
a later line in that same scene.
From him saying that to Leia.
Right.
Okay, so they've just moved that around.
They cut out all of the stuff
and
in between.
My sister has. Okay, you're right.
What do you mean no?
No.
All right, Garrett, got it.
The first thing I noticed when he was saying that line is, okay, here's J.J. Abrams going to, apparently he really likes that, remember the scene from Star Trek where Leonard Nimoy is talking and you hear the voice, they're doing the mind meld.
Yeah.
And you hear the voice in the background being echoed.
Yeah.
So he did that again. And the voice in the background is actually current day Mark Hamill.
Okay. So that's why it sounds a little different.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the scenes that are occurring while they're saying this match up to what his dialogue is. Because that
you tell us your sources, otherwise.
Entertainment Weekly.
Okay. Because when I heard two voices going on during that piece of dialogue, I put on the headphones and listened. That sounds like Darth Vader to me, echoing those words.
There's modern Mark Hamill.
Modern Mark Hamill.
Just saying. Darth Luke
sounds a lot. He sounds a lot like James Earl Jones. Then, I don't know.
It's heavily heavily filtered.
Maybe they put him through a Vader filter just for funsies.
They could have.
Yep.
Possible.
But I think the key thing that I thought about in that dialogue was, they said my father has it. So I don't know if we. Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about that.
Well, you got to pay attention to what's happening while he's saying it. You got to pay attention because he says the Force is strong in my family. See Vader's mask goes to black. I have it. My father has it. You see a man in a robe put his mechanical hand on R2, and my sister has it. And you see someone handing a lightsaber to what appears to be a female.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it would indicate that it probably is not Luke saying it.
I don't know.
Maybe be like his son or something.
I don't even know if there's any way that at this point it's even worth fully beating it into the ground, because even the present tense of that, I'm like, it's a sentiment we're getting. I don't know if it's something that really tells us something real.
A lot of people picked up on that.
I know
that.
They did.
So,
I know.
Yeah, is it JJ throwing something out there, really kind of giving hints, or is it him just teasing something that's not really there, or is it just I'm giving you the feel of original Star Wars and the sentiment, like you said.
And as Garrick was saying, we see the Vader mask that's all melty and stuff like that.
Right.
And the consensus on the internet is that there's not a skull inside that mask. When I looked at it, I'm like, I can't be so definitive now, about that.
There wouldn't be, though.
Well, you got to take that out.
Because remember, he became one with the Force and he was a Force ghost.
But when he slumped over in the suit, you never saw him disappear.
Figure right here, guys. Guys, I have the action figure right here.
I'm just saying, but Obi-Wan did and Yoda did. So I don't know.
Qui-Gon didn't.
Not sure what to say. So if
Qui-Gon was the first one to become one with the Force.
If you're a Force ghost, are you considered alive and not dead? No.
But here's the thing. You got to be careful with Qui-Gon, because Qui-Gon in the Clone Wars series, it was described that he was the first one to do it.
Right.
But he didn't do it in such a way that he could take a bodily form.
Right. I think right now we are splitting the kind of ridiculous hairs.
I know. We're geeks.
This should be safe for the Rumors cast. So okay, let's move forward with what happened in the teaser.
We're so excited.
Right. So some more stuff. As you described, as Luke is talking and saying these things, we see a cut scene to him reaching out with his mechanical hand.
No. You don't know that it's him.
You don't, because it's a hooded figure.
Because half the galaxy has a mechanical right hand at this point.
In my mind, that's Luke Skywalker.
It's hard to say it
because
isn't
when
at
he
this
said
point.
Because when he says said, I have it, it shows
it's,
this
it's
scene.
Someone slumped over and a robe over their head and reaches out with the mechanical hand and brushes R2 gently across the face before they start making out.
You can see a female hand holding up Luke Skywalker's, what appears to be Luke Skywalker's lightsaber from Empire Strikes Back.
Skywalker's lightsaber.
Right. Anakin Skywalker's
the one
Luke
he lost
had
on Bespin.
Right.
That he and it's hand. It's one female handing it to another female,
or a gentleman with lovely demure hands.
Or if you look at the face, it is definitely alien look alike face.
Could it's be not, Andy Serkis
face. What face
of the person handing it to the female?
I don't see
what on earth face are you talking about?
Oh, you've not seen like the still shots of it, like you see the front, like just tip of the face, and it does not look human.
I saw that too.
The arm looks kind of green yellow. So
I heard someone talking about an arm
right now as we talk.
Hold on, I read something where someone was talking about an arm that was definitely alien. And I was at the exact same time I had the trailer paused, looking at the hand handing the lightsaber to another hand, and I'm like, that's pink human to pink human hand. There's nothing alien about that whatsoever. I don't know where. I never actually saw the hand in the arm, but I'm like, that's clearly not what's handing the lightsaber.
Well, go back and look at right the beginning of that scene.
I'm looking at it. Both the face and the arm and everything looks human to me.
Well, okay, you.
Someone might be a journalist.
Have a different opinion than I do.
I'm not even gonna look at it. I'm not gonna.
Looks
I'm
like
not
we
gonna
fight.
I'm not gonna be the educator.
And I'm not reading too much into that, because they're on a planet. This could be
right. It could be anything.
It could be anything. Right.
But the theory, that Mike's making is saying, that he's saying my sister, has it.
So, and then when he says the, you know, you have that power too, it's black at that point. So we don't know who he's referring to.
Yeah. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Then we get the little this Christmas part, which I thought was kind of
sweet.
Hokey.
Yeah, it was rather than saying this December, it's like this Christmas, and I'm like, oh, holiday special part two. Woo! Life Day returns.
Oh yeah.
So then we immediately cut into the action, right? So we see the next scene we see is Kylo Ren holding his cross blade and swinging it at the camera.
Is he swinging at the camera, or is that the one where he turns around and pushes with the Force?
No, swinging at the camera.
Man,
apparently I haven't watched it in a couple days, and I've completely eradicated it from my brain.
Why would you do such a thing?
I'm going to go sit in the corner.
Yeah. Go sit in the corner.
Then we cut to Finn and Rey on the desert planet running away with giant explosions going in the background.
Boom,
the TIE fighter shooting at him.
Oh. Now you know what a standard TIE fighter blaster will actually do on the ground.
Well, you know what? And the cool thing too is, to me, it harkened back to Rebels because we saw plenty of that. We saw plenty of TIE fighters chasing people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh man, that really kind of ties everything together.
We couldn't do before and some reason didn't do in the prequels.
Right. Right. Yeah exactly.
And then we cut to our
Kylo Ren using the Force.
Yeah. Close up of Kylo Ren. We see his mask, which is, as we've confirmed very recently, it's not as Revan-esque as people originally thought.
Right.
It doesn't look exactly like the leaked photo that seemed to cause all the hubbub 6 or 8 months ago, but still pretty BA looking. It's got a respirator and it's, you know, an artifacty looking, when I say artifacty, like some sort of ancient mask kind of look.
I will say this. It didn't look like the mask that we talked about in our last rumor cast.
I think it looks exactly like that.
It wasn't the same color. It was different than the original one that we had saw.
It's a different color than when they photographed it under studio lights versus what they're showing in the trailer.
Shots,
I still believe that there could still be a Revan connection.
There could be because all the other rumors that we've heard is about Kylo Ren being a collector of ancient Sith craft.
Artifacts.
Right. So that could still come into play. We don't have to throw that
out
completely.
Bringing Revan into canon would be sweet.
Notice that too in the background? In the background, you know, on when you see Kylo Ren, you know, using the Force, you know, putting his hand out, you know, you see stormtroopers back there, but it also looks like kind of a volcanic-ish planet. And it almost looks in the background like
Mustafar.
Yeah.
That's where Jedi go to die, I've been told.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm just saying. Oh. So that was interesting.
Why can't it be Korriban/Moriban/whatever we're calling it this?
So the next cut scene, we come to the one that a lot of people are buzzing about. It's the scene where you see the stormtroopers and you see the big giant banner in the background.
Oh, yeah.
That. It's not an Imperial banner.
Nope.
It's similar but different. And you see all the troops and the various types of troops.
A very Third Reich-esque formation.
Completely.
Or if you're under the age of 25, a very Katniss Everdeen-esque. Very Hunger Games-esque, very District.
Oh wow.
District 13. I don't even remember the district numbers. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so.
District 12.
District 12-esque.
Sorry. We get a quick cut scene to Rey. We get to see her close up, and then it cuts to some TIE fighters close up.
And these ain't your mama TIE fighters.
No, these ain't the TIE fighters you remember.
Ain't no blue TIE fighters up in here. No,
you think they're blue? See, they look black.
No, I said they ain't no blue.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say black. Yeah. To me, they look to be chrome to match the chrome troopers that we've seen. There seems to be a very high sheen. On these things, but I could be wrong. They could still be black.
They look black and white to me. They kind of look like a graphite black, and then the solar panels are actually white.
Okay,
so it's almost a reverse of what you would expect from the original.
Right.
So we get to see that. Then it cuts to there's some action inside of a hangar, and you see some You see some TIE fighters and you see some stormtroopers and these guys.
And they ain't all getting along at that point. That's not a good hat, man.
Up, dude.
Yeah.
And it was like weird because stormtroopers
flying everywhere.
Right. Well, and it was weird because literally, you see
flying straight up in the air from the explosions.
At one point, you see a TIE fighter actually hovering inside the hangar, shooting at people.
Yeah.
So
something
crazy is going on.
I think that the easy assumption to make is that some of the rumors have been true, is that that's going to be at the top of the film, and that may be Finn escaping.
Right.
You know, he's basically shooting the crap out of everybody to try to get away.
Right.
So we will see.
Yeah. Then we cut to Finn, and some people didn't notice this right away, but I noticed it after a couple of times. It cuts to a stormtrooper who's getting ready to take off his mask. He takes it off, and it's Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And but before he takes it off, boy, you see some three blood marks on his helmet.
Yeah.
If you don't pay attention,
actually looks like a handprint.
Right.
Yeah.
Like somebody which was interesting because we have seen blood in Star Wars, haven't we? A New Hope. We see.
Yeah. Honda Boba's.
Poor Honda.
Honda Baba's stumpy, severed bloody arm. Yeah.
Arm, right. Yeah. So we have seen blood. I was buzzing on that for a second, but then we have a quick cut scene to a Star Destroyer. Then it cuts to our Chrome Trooper, right?
Yeah.
So this guy's coming. It looks like he's this Gwendolyn Christie is walking down. Oh, I'm sorry.
Supposedly, rumor has it that we have Gwendolyn Christie trudging down the hallway. We're doing
a terrible job.
You know what? We're talking teaser. It's supposed to tease. That's what this is, right?
Right. Exactly.
I'm teased.
So we get our first look at the Chrome Trooper, which we're all hopeful that it's not going to be called Chrome Trooper when the movie.
No, we've
hits,
actually but, been
I
given
don't care.
We've been given a
it looks what, so awesome.
There's been a name that's yeah, there come is out a for name. Them. It's not Chrome Trooper. I don't remember what it is.
I think it's like Silver Trooper or something.
Oh, I think it's Super Trooper.
Yeah, it's Super Trooper. Super Trooper. Meow, 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 Mike. Don't get me started, meow.
Come on, meow.
Don't get me started, meow. I don't want to. Hey, we'll take us outside, right, meow.
Oh, now we're hitting toward the end of this.
Did you just say meow?
What did you just say to me, Mio? Anyway.
If that wasn't
going to derail it, what could?
Cut. Well, as we head toward the end of the trailer there, suddenly we see BB-8 peeking around a corner.
Right.
And to these
little nervous droid looking around like,
hey, fellas.
Yeah. But for the astute viewer that was paying attention.
Yep.
You
yep.
would make.
Ooh, that's me.
You would recognize where BB-8 was. Where was he, Garrick?
The toilet.
He was. Oh, Corey got it.
I know it.
Dang it.
Yep.
He's on the Death Star.
Yes,
Death Star 3.
The first one.
BB-8 was on the Millennium Falcon.
I got it. On the Falcon.
He was on the Falcon. So we get our first scene of the Falcon. A couple other cut scenes of Rey and Finn. And then
running around doing whatever.
Then the outro boys.
Can I say
boys.
Something about Finn?
You can.
Can I
go
say
ahead.
Something about Finn real quick?
You do that.
That dude needs to do some more cardio because good grief.
He's sweating and huffing in every single shot he's in. Know.
Well, he was wearing a stormtrooper outfit at one point.
Or something. So.
That could be. That might
maybe
be why he quit.
He's used to that respirator.
Yeah.
Sing. It doesn't breathe. Can't get my helmet off to breathe all the time.
He is on a hot, dusty planet.
My rebreather doesn't work.
Well, if you have asthma, the dryness is good for you. You don't want the.
That's true.
You don't want too much humidity, Howie. It all works perfectly.
Maybe it's having panic attacks or something.
But anyway, after we get the big tease.
We
get the Force Awakens text, and then during over that text, we hear. Yes, we
first,
do.
First, we see the Falcon being chased by a TIE fighter.
Yeah. Right.
And they're going into a big crash ship. Probably.
And some people have said it looks like it may be the back of that Star Destroyer that's crashed. It doesn't look that way to me. It could be, I guess. It looks to be a different ship that's also crashed in the sand. Right. So
anyway, it's some great Star special Destroyer. Effects in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
It looked bad.
And it totally used an effect that JJ has used a lot previously and we have seen in the Star Trek movies, which is a digital zoom.
Yeah.
It's all digital. There's no real filming here.
Yeah. Right.
It's all CG, but it does this quick camera zoom in, which makes you feel like more like you're watching Newscopter 8 footage.
Yeah. Right.
which
I call it the Firefly effect.
Yeah,
because I think that Firefly is the first one to really
Firefly
go overboard
did.
On
yeah,
that
Firefly
effect.
Was the first
or
one
Battlestar
to emulate that
Galactica
effectively.
Did it too.
Battlestar
yeah.
did it
yeah.
constantly, and here it was. Yeah, that, it was used very effectively.
I'm just gonna yeah. say the as far as the special effects go, though. I mean, to me, this far outdoes anything that was done in the prequel.
Oh yeah,
I mean just by far. I mean Geonosis. Was yeah. to me just oh. I mean it was a big sandy planet and all that
it was
stuff.
it was a big it was just Pixar awful. Cartoon
it was awful to me
it wasn't awful but it wasn't real looking at all.
I just and I understand it was 10 12 years ago whatever however long
right
ago
and it was an overestimation of our capabilities at that point.
Sure
it was and but, you know what to do that might be an overestimation of our capabilities at this point yeah. but doing this
right.
looked real good. So anyway,
awesome.
What are color? What are the colors of the lasers from a TIE fighter?
Green.
Green.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. Green. So I was. Is that the trivia question of the night? Because I win everything. Then. Yep. So one point. They fly into the like the yeah, crashed right. engine, and then we get the Star Wars Force Awakens logo, and over that logo we hear Chewie, and then the camera what? Cuts. Oh. No, yes. not you. And you see
oh, okay.
Chewie standing next to Han.
Yeah, in a very recognizable pose.
In a very recognizable pose, in a very recognizable hallway that yes. looks like uh-huh. it has not been scrubbed in a while.
when was it ever scrubbed?
Chewie has his normal I'm furry and concerned look on his face.
Holding Han, up a crossbow.
Holding up his bowcaster. Yeah, right. You sons of...
I know. I said it. Live with it.
I didn't mind it. It's when actually, he chimed in with it Luke, that I got mad.
Actually, Luke called it a crossbow in Return of the Jedi.
I know.
There you go.
I know. Because Luke is a moron when it comes to guns. So there.
He's got a point.
Anyhow.
Luke used a gun.
So uncivilized. Well,
that's true.
He shot a gun.
He used a blaster, not a gun. Come on.
You guys really need to give us a so we see Han grinning ear to ear.
Yes.
Ear to ear, and he's smiling, and he goes, "We're home." And then, of course, Chewie just goes, which probably means, like, "Where's all my stuff?" or something. But that was like this giant punch in the gut moment.
It was huge. The thing of it was, it was so over the top sappy.
It was. It was totally cliche.
Every second of it. Yep. Oh my God.
Yep. Yes.
It was so. I just
and the like, fan reaction did, videos.
It was. Oh yeah. It was an absolute. Give them what they want.
Right.
It wasn't a. Give them a little what they want. Or well, let's really do this and then kind of skirt around what they want. It was no. Just dump the Legos on the table and let them go to town. And that's exactly what it was. And you know. Every fan reaction video from Celebration down to like, you know, Path to Gary from down the street is just people just going, oh my God! Oh my God!
even the baby reactions of them watching the trailer were awesome.
Even Matthew McConaughey.
That one was great.
Yeah, I watched it with my daughter. Her biggest moment was R2-D2. Yeah. She loves R2.
Okay.
There's R2-D2. Daddy, there's R2. So, but yeah.
My daughter just wanted to know where Yoda was. I'm like,
I know. I thought about your kid and the fact that
you guys are going to laugh when laugh or maybe even cry when I tell you what my kid's reaction was.
No Jar Jar?
No, it wasn't Jar Jar. We got to the end scene and I was like,
you put him
wait,
up for
here we go, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
And then they looked at it and I thought they'd love to see Han and Chewie. Yeah. And they just looked at me and were like, Han is really old.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, yeah, Chewie hasn't aged a bit,
right?
Yeah.
Well, he's a Wookiee.
Wookiees are like Vulcans, except Vulcans can live several hundred years and just look several hundred years old.
I guess.
Wookiees just apparently, Wookiees are like, I don't know, Russian ladies. They look young until 5 years before they die. They age about 700 years. So.
So the trailer.
Nothing
man,
against all of our Russian lady listeners.
He sure doesn't take after his dad, Lumpy. Or
no, I know Itchy. Itchy was his father-in-law.
Yeah, right.
Itchy Tobuk was his father-in-law.
Mala is his wife.
Mala Tobuk. Itchy Tobuk's daughter is his wife.
Yeah, she's hot.
And his son is Lumpa-Rum.
Lumpy.
Lumpy.
From Leave It to Beaver. So, yes.
Gosh, I still love how authors retconned that holiday special. I love how they retconned that stuff to make it work. Some people just deserve awards for that nonsense.
So this trailer, pretty big deal. 88 million hits on the first day.
You know, just a thing.
That's more than Justin Bieber.
Ain't nothing but a Star Wars thing.
For first day, for shit's sake.
So how much does that equate into e-dollars?
E-dollars?
Or what?
This particular one's going to cash out. Yeah. This one will cash out quite well. And does every day.
Speaking of dollars, apparently this has affected Disney stock as well. They said the day the trailer was released, their stock added $2 billion to their portfolio.
Wow. From a YouTube video. Wow.
YouTube video, yes. Wow. So I guess those people just got their investment back on the trailer, right?
Over the next five days, those people probably just kept making more money. It's like, oh, now here's a tiny little pre-teaser for Rogue One. Oh, it goes up again. Here's Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill in a funny pose picture. Oh, it went up again. Here's the release of the Batman vs Superman trailer. Oh, Disney stock went up again. Wait a minute, that one's not by Disney. Exactly.
Sorry, that's all right.
Sorry. Oh man. Yeah. Anyhow. I think Disney is right now very happy with the purchase they made.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Everybody's afraid about the oversaturation and whatnot, but Disney, yeah, I think they're soaking it in, man. They're doing all right.
Oh, all the hipster writers out there that Josh can throw at me that are talking about this dystopian future of action movies and big blockbuster right. things and how we're not going to get art for art's sake anymore. I'm like, eat it.
You almost made Mike spit.
I know.
Spit.
Don't spit beer all over our expensive
equipment. No, not beer.
Red apple ale.
Yeah, come on.
Because the fact of the matter is, this is all of what we want right now.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if it was all Michael Bay and Zack Snyder, then okay, I would probably be like, yeah, I agree. But it's not. There are people doing it, at least doing it the right way, getting the right people, the people with the right skills and the right ability to take something that, in other people's hands might just be dribble. Right. Okay, here we're gonna put you in charge of Star Wars because you co-wrote Alvin and the Chipmunks 9. and that dude, because that's the way it normally feels when you look at the people they select for some of these things.
I know
that's the way it normally feels, but Disney's not doing that. They're like, no, get the best person. Go get JJ, but he's. I don't know if you know this.
He does Star Trek.
He's doing Star Trek, and they're the enemy. It ain't an enemy. Go get him. And I'm sitting there going, that's right.
Yay!
Thank you, Mr. Mickey. Thank you.
They are. I think it'll be interesting in a couple weeks to see how Age of Ultron does and how well that movie is received.
The funny thing is, Age of Ultron is such a big deal.
It's already open. What?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, Age of Ultron already has been showing screenings overseas, and they've already, in 2 days, I think, made over $50 million.
Holy cow.
In 2days. At a very limited release. Just
Disney's got overseas. Their finger on the pulse, man. They know what's going on right now, and they're making it work. Right. It's amazing to me what they've done with, with tertiary, characters, from the Marvel Universe. They've turned them into the A-plus squad.
Man. Yep.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yep.
And they keep going.
And they're taking Star Wars, which seemed to go down a certain path, and people didn't know if it would be able to recover, and it looks like it's recovering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big. So we still have to see a movie. All signs point to yes.
Well, the trailer wasn't all of the big news at Celebration.
So you're telling me we have
Rebel
news?
Yes, we do.
What?
Rebel
news.
It's like Petrie's here in the podcast with us.
Rebel.
Yes. There was lots of Rebels news.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. So what's going on with Rebels?
So, well, there was the big debut of the season 2 opener at Celebration. So, unfortunately, I haven't seen it. I don't think anybody else has seen it.
I have not seen it either.
Is it out
on the internet yet?
We need to get Torpedo Ted on the line and see if...
Man, huge shout out to at Torpedo Ted on Twitter, who was our unofficial and
is
then...
Is that really his Twitter?
No, his Twitter is actually at XAER0503, a.k.a. Torpedo Ted.
Okay, then that's what that is. who was unofficially our boots on the ground, but then kind of de facto became officially our boots on the ground.
He's now our West Coast correspondent.
I need to make theme music.
West Coast correspondent Torpedo Ted in Seattle, Washington. What,
West Coast?
Oh, my word.
Oh, wow.
In awesome. Seattle, Washington, so it's got to be grungy garage band music is what you're telling me. Oh, man. That's going to take all of my skills.
So, yes, Torpedo Ted may have seen it. We need to hook up and see if he actually saw it and give us some reaction.
If you saw a guy wandering around with a Fly Casual logo on his lanyard, that was Torpedo Ted.
By the way, that was awesome.
That was incredible. I saw that and I beamed ear to ear. I was like, that's right.
He and Scott Potter lit up our Twitter account with all the feeds, man. They did an awesome job, man.
It was great.
Awesome.
All day long. Yes. It was great. Well, all several days long.
Yes.
Awesome. So what's going on with Rebels? The season opener. I saw that pants were dropping all over the place on Twitter, but I never actually saw any footage.
Well, I haven't either. And I haven't seen anything leak. So, there's not much to say about, the actual opener itself. Really, the news is pretty short. First off, there's going to be a summer release, which I don't think was a surprise. I think they started broadcasting season one in September. So,
right.
I'm
still hoping that it's going to be more than a 15 episode.
I am too. I'm hopeful that since they're saying that it's going to be a summer release, that maybe it's earlier in summer and that we are going to get maybe a 20 to 24 episode season.
That'd be great.
Hopefully.
Hello. Filoni.
Pick it up, baby.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Yeah.
So
commit.
But there was a nice little that we're going to have on the news page on betterkind.com. If you want to check out the show notes, there's an interview with Dave Filoni at Celebration, and he talks a little bit about Rebels and the season coming up. And actually, 2 points to make there. First off, so he asked about one of the promotional posters for Rebels for season two was a poster of Ahsoka and Vader squaring off.
Yeah,
and
that was told you awesome. Has to happen.
When he,
that was a great poster.
It was a great poster, but when they confronted Filoni about it, basically he said, "Well, I didn't have anything to do with that." He said, "I think they were just trying to." And it was interesting what he said. He said, "Look, the Vader Ahsoka arc is not going to be the main line of the story.
No,
and we would expect that, right?
I mean, this is not that's not the show he's made.
Story, right?" But he's
wait. I did see it.
Okay.
I did watch this. There was so much coming out that day. I'm sorry. And I had so much medication since then. Oh, my gosh. I have totally watched this trailer for season two. You guys haven't seen it.
I have seen the trailer. Yes.
I've seen the trailer.
Right.
So, yes, but we're saying there was something on top of that.
Well, there was an interview with Dave Filoni regarding,
but there was a feature about the opener.
No.
Okay. So you've not seen, who's seen the trailer? Me.
I've seen the trailer.
Okay. All right. We haven't talked about that yet.
No, we have not.
Okay. Then everything's back in the right place
in the right universe. So yeah, I just wanted to point out that basically Filoni and we would expect this. I think some people are really jazzed and excited about the Ahsoka Vader arc, but that's going to be a minor point in the season. And it should be. Right.
And that,
this is not her story.
Right. I mean, the leaking, bumping in that little stuff here and there, a little minute, to win it stuff.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
But, what makes this story great is that it's about these characters that they've developed.
Right. And I will say this, though, Filoni did say that he was very excited to be able to flesh out that arc a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're going to see something's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And that trailer threw in some somethings that we didn't have. That's any right. idea what were going to happen.
Right. Exactly.
That was crazy.
Is it time to talk about that yet?
Yeah, we can talk about that track.
I hope so.
Yeah, holy cow, Captain Rex. What?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to have to start caring about him now.
Oh, by the way, you assumed I haven't watched the trailer, but I had.
I didn't say you had. I said who Garrick, watched it.
Garrick.
Oh, Garrick.
Said that.
Garrick.
I got. God. You haven't seen the trailer, Howie?
But,
Not as many times as I saw the Force Awakens trailer.
Well,
I guess I assumed this being a Star Wars podcast, you would have watched things that were Star Wars.
Yes, and I did. So there you go.
Okay.
So this trailer revealed that apparently our gang, maybe it's just one episode. The trailer sure made it seem like it would be more than one episode, where they're getting involved with an old bearded Captain Rex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes,
right. Yeah, they were, the trailer, it really kicks in, and it kind of almost right away shows that this season is going to be different than last. Last season, we just had this small group, this band, mm-hmm. and they were just doing little one-off missions, and it was just very small stuff. Small potatoes, they were feeding hungry people, and you know, dealing
with
some arms.
Which is important,
too. Exactly.
But
it's one of the cool things about this trailer is that they really see that the group is now struggling mm-hmm. with the fact that this is bigger than what it was last season.
Also, there's a Dark Lord of the Sith who's hunting us now.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah,
a few of them.
It's a thing.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, there. Right? Yeah,
we did. We got to see. Apparently, Vader has unleashed some
additional cronies.
Some new Inquisitors.
Also Inquisitors. Yeah,
yeah. I believe they are.
Now
I
think they have similar lightsabers.
They do.
As the Inquisitor we know and love.
Yes. So more
gotta sell more toys,
more inquisitations this season.
Exactly.
So there's some inquisitations going on.
Are we going to guess on the masked inquisitor who that would be? Because I think I have a good idea.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know. I think it's Barriss Offee. It's got to be 100%.
Yeah,
Barriss Offee. Well, that's what the big theory on the internet is. We've seen that. So
yeah,
for those who don't know, that's a character from the Clone Wars.
I'm going to tell you what, right? From the Clone Wars,
her and Ahsoka have history together,
right?
Yeah,
because if you remember,
when they show her the mass figure, and then you see Kane, and he's like, "I haven't felt an evil like this." And then Ahsoka finishes his sentence saying, "Since the Clone Wars," kind of gets this distant look. So during the Clone Wars, you know, Barriss framed Ahsoka for bombing the Jedi Temple,
right?
Because Barriss went off the deep end. So I don't know.
But yeah, here's where I'm going to
awesome
be not,
closure right there.
Here's where I'm not going to be very cool with that, though, because Barriss was an idealist and she was mad at the Jedi because she thought that they were, you know, that the Republic was a sham and that it was, you know, that they were kind of the evil ones and that she was, you know, trying to break ranks.
Well, she wanted peace, and it wouldn't take that much convincing to say, look, we're the Empire. We're
enforcing peace.
At peace.
I don't know.
So it wouldn't take that much
I'm going to need some convincing of
manipulating
myself.
To have her come over to their
side. Hey, it happened to Jason. Jason wanted peace.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
You start war, you start a fire to control a fire, Mike. Learn firefighting.
She wants peace and freedom. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that.
Fire with the other, more fire.
Right. An empire, an almighty empire that dictates, you know, things to people's. I don't know. I don't think that. I didn't get that sense that that's what she was seeking.
Go join the rebellion, you hipster.
Well, you're wrong, Mike.
What else are we talking about?
I thought you wanted to talk about the trailer.
Well, we did.
Okay.
We didn't talk about it much, but we talked Captain Rex was in it. There's some new Inquisitors in it, but we got a lot more yet to go through.
We do. So that's all I had for Star Wars Rebels.
We might get more into that next time. Who knows?
We will. The other big topic at Star Wars Celebration was Rogue One.
Ooh.
The new offshoot.
The trailer we were not supposed to see.
Right.
Yes,
yeah,
that one was
this.
That one was definitely, well, it's... This is a pre-teaser. This isn't not even a shot that's going to end up in the movie or dialogue that'll be in the movie.
That's how I took it too.
All this was to get people jazzed there. And if a cell phone picked it up,
it was a 30 to 45 second thing.
It was enough for them to remove it from YouTube.
No,
they
it
did remove
showed
it?
Up again. No, it showed up again like the next day.
Yeah, well, 100
people from a different angle.
Right, I was going to say 100 people held up cell phones.
Yeah,
it was from
a different angle and clearer.
Yeah, it was better.
The second time.
Thank you. I guess.
I mean, essentially, all this trailer was for the movie was it. I think it just showed a kind of a foresty planet along a river. And
let's call this what it is: a promo.
It was exactly
that's
a
all
promo,
it is.
Right.
Not a trailer, not a teaser, just a promo.
And what
video.
Was it, Garrick? Was it an X-Wing or
it was
some
a TIE
kind
fighter?
Of, was it a TIE fighter?
Flying through a jungle that if you didn't want to work out the logic, seemed like it was Yavin 4.
Right.
But then your brain would implode on itself because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right.
Because as you see the TIE fighter cruising through this ravine, the camera slowly pulls up and you see it headed toward the skyline. And as the camera kind of comes out of the ravine, you realize that half of the skyline is actually the original Death Star.
Right.
But it's blue because it's outside of the atmosphere. Right. So you're just seeing the white light curvature of it. And I would like to say, and I've told you guys about, I've told at least some of you guys about this before, that I had a dream one time that like I lived in like a nowhere town in like, I don't know, the Ozarks, something like a Pennsylvania mountain town or something. And the earth was under attack. And I was running to get into my orange flight suit and running to get into my X-Wing. This was not that long ago.
This and, is a movie for
and
you.
And I remember, and then some, and basically as I was running, because all the alarms were going off, because I don't know, like I was like a sleeper pilot, citizen guy, whatever, Israeli for all I know. So, because they're all into that. And I'm running and, yeah, sure. And these kids start screaming and this mother's yelling and pointing up in the air. And I looked up and saw an entire Imperial fleet that had jumped in into orbit. And that's exactly how it looked. It was just blue with like 2/3 or 3/4 white light edging on every, like there were Star Destroyers, smaller ships that were, just kind of specs, but the Star Destroyers were very obvious, you know, as they were just kind of like the front sides of them were kind of poking in. And it was, oh man, I remember in my dream going, holy crap, this is going to be a fight. And then I woke up and I was like, that wasn't like a nightmare or anything. It was just cool. You know, I'm like, and I said to myself, I want to see that in a movie.
Right.
I want to see that because that struck me with the level of, in my dream, this is probably 5 or 6 years ago, the level of realism with what I was seeing being in that context. And here we are with a simple promo video for Rogue One doing the exact same thing. Right. And I was like, yes, taking this outlandish, wild stuff that we've seen and putting it in a context where our brain can actually process it better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was a cool video promo.
Trailer at Scott Potter's house.
Yeah.
Who's been on the show. You guys went to his
Scott
theater.
Potter, and not to be confused with Steve Potter.
Right.
And Steve Potter, not to be confused with Steve Howe.
But we were watching it at his house and we were just screaming like little girls and our wives are like, what's going on?
That's why you were in Chicago.
It's the Death Star. Yes.
Okay. Man. So Rogue One, I'm going to gloss over this and we're running a little long.
What was the dialogue we heard in Rogue One? And the Rogue
I don't think
Rogue
there was
Obi-Wan.
It was
before the dark times, before the Empire.
Yeah.
So, now real quick on these movies, I don't know if you have this in your news, but they're not called spin-offs, right? They have
they're
a new
called
name for these
anthologies.
Movies. Yes. Anthologies.
So that will, so all the spin-off movies will be called Star Wars anthologies and they will not start like they will not have the opening crawl. Like the main line story. So now, and apparently this harkens back to what Lucas's original vision was for Star Wars.
Yeah.
When it was the Star Wars.
Right.
And if you remember at one point it was going to be the Adventures of Luke Skywalker and he was going to try to do this like, you know, Saturday afternoon serial type stuff.
Right.
You know, from his childhood. And I've heard interviews where he's talked about this.
Yeah. I've heard interviews where he claimed everything. So,
well, yeah, but I mean, one of the ideas he had was that, okay, he would have this mainline story and then he would have these other arcs that he would do.
Yeah.
And that's seemingly what they're attempting to do now.
Yeah.
So interesting. Yes. So these movies will be called anthology movies.
Okay.
So,
well, fine. Now, whatever floats our boat.
Right. So in terms of Rogue One though, a brief description that we got from the panel, that was discussing it with, let's see, who was Josh Trank or no Trank. Is that his name?
Sounds good to me.
And, well, there's a writer.
You're the news, man. What are you asking me for? I'm just your editor. Get back out there on the beat.
They had a panel with the director and the writer, basically, of Rogue One.
There you go.
They talked about now, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about because I think all of us, when we heard the name Rogue One, thought, oh, okay, this is going to be a. Yeah, this is going
to
be
the story of Rogue Squadron,
X-Wing,
which I still believe to be a reasonable expectation.
Yes, I do too.
They had a teaser poster too that kind of insinuated that it was going to be about pilots.
And what the crap would
see now?
Why
I'm
would
hearing
you
the exact opposite of that though?
Okay,
the discussions from the panel.
That's why it's strange.
This is a heist film about the stealing of the plans for the Death Star.
That was the rumor prior to Celebration.
We're not hearing that now.
No, at Celebration, the panel sat up and basically they gave a synopsis of what the film would be, and this is kind of how it was described. Synopsis is it is set before A New Hope. Felicity Jones, who is the actress that's been cast, will play a rebel. Currently, the film is in pre-production. They're shooting worldwide throughout the summer. A band of resistance fighters unite for a daring mission to steal the Death Star plans.
How's that not exactly what we just said?
Because
pretty
it's
much
not
what he said.
How?
Led by Kyle Katarn.
Okay, yeah. Well, no, wait a minute. These aren't pilots. I'm not reading this as pilots.
No, I didn't say anything about pilots. It says a group of people. I don't think I did. Well, it's just a heist.
You gotta
it's a
fly
heist
up there.
Well, you no, the, fly hi- up there the heist. Somehow. No, the heist rumors were about the bounty hunters.
I don't know who or care what high.
I'm just saying.
I don't care
that's when you
who
said heist.
It's about, but it's a heist about stealing the Death Star plans.
Possibly, but actually, the description doesn't sound like heist to me. It's more like they want to show the realities of war and things like that. And but the one thing that you will appreciate is that one of the descriptions that was given by the panel that is that it is a group of individuals who don't have magical powers that have somehow brought hope to the galaxy.
Heck yeah.
So
no Jedi allowed. Nope,
not gonna see it in this movie.
I love Jedi. I love the Force. Yep. I love the idea of a movie with none of them.
Yep. I'm with you, man. I feel it. So this is gonna be interesting. I'm not sure that it's about pilots though.
I want to go, yeah, I guess it doesn't have to be, but then I go, wait a minute, it's called Rogue One.
That's where I'm at,
man. I mean, you could have called it, you know, The Rogues or Star Wars, the Rogueficent Seven. I don't care. You could call it anything, call it Rogue One, like it's a pilot designation.
If it's, yeah, right. I mean, if it's not going to be about Top Gun pilots in the Star Wars universe.
I know it.
I don't know why you chose that title.
See what I'm saying?
No clue.
All right, I'd like to interrupt this podcast so that everybody says hi to all of our fans on Periscope.
What is Periscope?
Periscope is a live streaming. You can't hear me?
No, they can't hear Garrick.
Oh, yeah, they can't hear Garrick.
Garrick said hi.
Yeah, he's remote.
Aww.
So yeah, it's Periscope is a live streaming app.
What's up, Periscope?
So get follow it? Us on Periscope. We'll stream from time to time.
I get it because you put a Periscope up.
I know. And then you have to put it back down, but that's a Kelsey Grammer movie.
Yeah. All right, boys, we're running long. So I want to get through our last little segment here. Books and comics coming up.
Yeah.
So real quick, there's some new things announced that were interesting. Mm-hmm. First off, Marvel has announced a new comic on its way.
Yeah.
Lando Calrissian will have his own comic.
Yeah. There's my baby.
Lando.
So, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. So, by all accounts, the titles that they got going right now.
Who's writing and drawing that one?
Well, let's take a look. I'm not completely sure.
It's not fair for you to ask those questions.
I was going to go fast through these.
We have to go back into our improv 101 exercises. You can't ask a question they might not know the answer to.
It says written by Charles Soule. Do you know who Charles Soule is? And illustrated by Alex Maleev.
Behind Death of Wolverine.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
That's very recent, significant stuff.
And illustrated by Alex Maleev.
I got nothing.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Looking forward to that.
So we got the new Lando Calrissian coming up. Now we have two novelizations announced. The first one I'm going to mention is the Force Awakens novelization.
Good.
Now this is different than the prequel releases. The prequels release the novel usually about 3 or 4 weeks before the movie was released.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In this case, that will not be
How long?
They will release the ebook on the day the movie is released.
Oh,
no.
And then they will release the novelization in hardcover a month later.
It's smarter, but it sucks.
It does, man. That's my thing. I love reading the novels first and then go and see the movie.
I know, but in the prequels, that just made the movies worse than they were.
Here's the thing. I know why they're doing this, because JJ is super secret. He doesn't want any of this to get out.
That's what it is.
That's what it boils
down
to.
And it's fair. It's totally fair. It just sucks.
Right. And then the last novelization, this is a bit of a surprise for me. Well, not a huge surprise, but sort of a surprise. Battlefront. The new Battlefront video game that we're going to be talking about here momentarily is getting its own novelization.
This I do not take as good news.
When do these work?
Grenade.
Now they did this.
I yelled grenade.
They did this. They've done this before.
And then he insulted my mother and said I was some sort of anti-Semitic
slur. A Celestin flew past in a flaming pile of whatever. jetpack.
They did this, what, 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago with what it was. It was called Dantooine something or others. And it was the online world that you guys would play in and whatnot.
No, this was much more recent than that. And you're referring to the Old Republic, and you're referring to several books, one of which was Revan.
Deception.
No. Yeah. I'm referring to a book called Dantooine something or other. And this was.
Ghost? I don't remember.
Are you talking about Tatooine Ghost?
No.
Because also Tatooine had nothing Ghost. To do with a video game.
No. Not okay.
The
look
Force
it up,
Unleashed.
Look
it up. That was a novelization.
It was actually. You're right.
It was Clone Wars.
How was that? I didn't read that. Did you read that?
I started to.
Yeah,
and
it was
stopped.
Okay.
Yeah.
I read it before I played the game, so I thought it was okay.
That was probably
the
smarter.
Ruins of Dantooine.
Ruins of Dantooine. Yes, that was based on a video game.
It was.
Yes.
Oh.
Which one?
What does it say there?
I didn't see that. I just saw the book.
Star Wars Galaxies, maybe?
Yeah, is that what that's exactly what it was.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing that happened.
It did.
As someone who play Galaxies and also did not read the novel that you just pulled out of your
apparently
book.
Apparently, that game was just horrible from all
well,
the
reviews. They thought it was not horrible enough to write a book about it.
Well, they probably thought that before it came out, as is the case we're seeing with this.
So, yeah, I don't know, man.
Don't get me wrong. I am really looking forward to playing Battlefront.
Right.
I am a big naysayer of EA. If you think I'm hard on the prequels, you should hear me talk about EA on our sister podcast, Press Play to Save. I will EA bash with the best of them. But since I have a PS4 and intend to play this only on a console, I cannot wait to play this game. But the idea of reading a novel to go with it, it's kind of like, you know, okay, when the dude was writing the Mass Effect books, I considered it because he was really good. Also, the dude who wrote the Old Republic books, which are also pretty good.
Yeah.
But this just sounds dumb to me. Even if it was him writing it,
he wrote the Darth Bane trilogy.
Oh, he did.
Carpentier.
Carpentier.
I don't know how to say his name. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. There you go.
Sure. Sounds that.
I can't imagine the minute you want to put a story to the Battlefront games, you're making me like you're rekindling.
It's just a shooter, right?
No. You're literally rekindling the fire that I have to intentionally put out to accept the Battlefront games. You know, it's like, why is Amidala fighting Vader? This doesn't make any sense. It's like, you know what?
Cause
snuff it out. Just snuff it out. Yeah, exactly. Because it can. But you know, it's the
temporal anomalies.
Exactly. How are Boba Fett and Yoda fighting? I don't get it. But it's just a thing. Ain't nothing but a Battlefront thing.
Somebody at Disney thinks this is going to somehow make them more money. So that's happening.
Okay.
That's a thing. So
it will.
Who knows? Maybe there's going to be something awesome in it. Who knows?
Well, the last item I have is going to make foreign correspondent Steve Potter in the UK rejoice.
Steve Potter, foreign correspondent in the UK.
You should have saved the rejoice for immediately after the music.
Well, he's going to rejoice when he hears that Star Wars Celebration Europe will be in London next July.
Yeah. He's already rejoicing. He's been hitting people up left and right and talking about tickets. And he said to me, he goes, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to try to get press passes.
Oh yes.
Yeah. And I said, if you didn't try, I would not forgive you.
Let us help in any way we can. Yes. There's some legitimacy that we can give.
Which absolutely. Is very little.
Very little. Very, very none. Actually, you know what? Don't call us. It's probably better to just do it yourself. Yeah.
It might hurt your chances, actually.
Just point them to our pictures on our, you know, on StarWars.com and just draw the line there. They're on the website. We're press.
But it says fan stuff. It's on the site.
That just means positive press.
Well, boys, that's all I had for news.
Oh, my word. That's all you have?
Oh, I do. Wow.
Oh, man. We've barely done anything. What are we, like 10 minutes in at this point?
Right.
Well, that means it's time for the Porkins Bite of the Week.
Yeah.
We haven't
had a Porkins in a little bit, have we?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Again?
Again?
There you go.
Ah, I've been jonesing.
In the Phantom Menace, Yoda got three toes. But in The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, Yoda got four toes.
What?
Mind blown.
blown.
Kaboom.
Mind blown.
Holy crap.
You gotta be kidding me.
That makes gray matter everywhere.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Well, if you're on a... if
Well,
if
he is a planet, Jedi.
We don't know Yoda's race. He could be reptilian right. And it had a toe cut off immediately. I'm sorry. Had one toe per foot immediately
that's true.
Cut off before that.
It was a bicycle well, accident.
And then you know, over time grew in...
Maybe he just like Hutts, where Hutts trains from males to females. Maybe he goes through periods where he goes from 3-4.
He adapted to a Yoda has sex with his toe fingers?
What?
Mike, that's you're
it.
Sick.
That's exactly it.
That's why that's what he's I mean. Not reproducing.
Oh, my word.
Exactly. No, Yoda, it all wrong.
You've been doing that wrong for like 870 years, man.
No, but for real, I get more toes.
Yeah. Plus, Yaddle was ugly.
Hey, you don't know. Yaddle might have been the hottest you thing since sliced stew. I don't know.
Nah. Nah, man.
Anyhow. Hey, guess what? It's time for the toy report.
Hey. Wow. That's all right. Me. This is my time to shine, guys. All right.
This is you, man.
Don't ruin it.
So, dang it, Howie. Why do you guys say that? So the celebration thingy that went on, that they announced a lot of toys, and I really had to limit myself to just a few.
but
here
did.
We go. A few of the best ones. So we got more Hot Wheels coming. Hey?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hey, did you see the Hot Wheels? Live Hot Wheels.
I'm going on break. News.
The real
Hot Wheels. The live Hot Wheels. The custom vehicles they bring into the celebration. They had several of those at Celebration 3.
Oh, yeah.
And that's hotness.
Yeah.
That is hotness. Yeah. When someone goes, I took an 87 Ford Escort and made an X-Wing out of it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
With nothing but a paint job and an R2 head on top. I'm like, you know what? Big props. Big stinking props.
Absolutely.
But
there's good news about Corey, but there's also bad news.
Oh,
news. You wanted the good news or the bad news first?
I don't. It doesn't matter. I'm probably going to just be upset either way.
Let's go with the bad news. The bad news is they made a Wicket car.
Wicket car? Oh, Wicket? You gotta be kidding me.
Ewok? Wicket?
Oh, is it furry?
I thought you said a Wicket car.
Wicket.
Wicket
yes,
car.
Yes, it is furry.
Wicket W. Oh, Warwick. Yes, it is. It is horrible. I don't even want to describe it. So that's the bad news.
Acceptable. Acceptable. Move on.
We already have the furry Chewbacca, Chewtrucka. So, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, wait. I always want to know the names of these things. What's the Wicket car called? You know?
Wicket car?
I don't know. The Ewok Rover.
It
looks like a dune buggy, if that helps at all.
Ewok Rover. In what way is that clever?
I'm looking at it right now.
But the good news is that Hot Wheels have released a bunch of images for a new design of these Star Wars cars.
I don't believe you as being a good thing.
Well, these go along more with what you were mentioning about those real cars that people have pimped out to look Star Wars. They're actually using real car designs and just decorating them in a Star Wars theme.
See, at least that's still less tacky than, you're right. But it's still
pulling it back a little bit. And I think that probably speaks to the fact that nobody likes it. Well,
that their exclusive was Kmart.
Very few people
it's
like
less tacky
these.
Than the Han Solo mobile yes. that
that's
has
That's just a Batmobile with the jet turbine on top instead of in the back.
You like his gun? His gun?
And they had a Princess Leia car too, that her belt was the headlights and it was white, and her hair buns were the wheel wells of the back tires.
Were the indentation of her boobs? Were the indentations of her boobs where the headlights would go? Because if not, that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
It is.
No, if it was her belt, I would say below the the grill was probably her.
Chestal region.
Below the belt.
Oh, below the belt.
So
that's where the lady parts lie.
Yeah, that's where I was getting at.
Anyway. You'll get there someday.
Okay. Anyway, new Black Series figures that were shown here at the 3 3/4. Let's start with those.
Yep.
So they're going to release some more of these. They got some Jawas. Yeah, you guys like Jawas.
All right.
It's a 2-pack, so you get 2 for the price of 1. And then they have Mosep Beneep. You guys know who that is?
No.
It's a little camel face guy. It's Jabba's accountant.
Yeah.
So they're releasing an action figure of Jabba's accountant.
Okay.
So that's
all right.
Well, why wouldn't you do that?
And then they
$20, please.
Yeah, why not? So then they got C-3PO, but this C-3PO, his parts actually come off, so you can see his inside nethers.
Nice.
Like his wires and stuff.
Yeah. That's interesting.
If you took it
Does
out
he
of
look
the
like Phantom Menace
when you take this.
Well, no, you don't have to take it out of the package because it's already deconstructed in the box.
Wow.
Yes.
Love it. So they made that with you in mind.
Hell yeah, they did. And then we got Commander Thorn, who's from the Clone Wars.
Right.
I don't really remember him. He wears red.
Sure.
We got Han. Thorn. Commander Thorn. Yes, he died, so big good riddance.
Spoiler.
So Han
Solo. In Stormtrooper armor, right? Go ahead.
No. Han Solo with next to, in the same package, Han Solo and Carbonite. So it doesn't say Han Solo.
The action figure name at the bottom is just before and after.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nice.
And then, of course, you got the Leia in the Bosch disguise in a 3 3/4. So I guess they shrunk down the 6-inch figure for some reason and decided to re-release it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm guessing they used that television technology in Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Kind of shrunk
flying
down
over our heads in a million pieces. Yeah.
Now, I think the biggest.
This is the one I'm really excited about.
This is the one that Howie and I think everyone in the entire world is probably really excited about.
I'm not yet.
At least they released a new box design for the Black. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
A new box design for the Black Series? Is that what you're talking about, Howie?
I think he's talking about a certain
individual. I think you're being trolled.
They had a mock-up of Ahsoka Tano.
Yes. What?
But
Ahsoka Tano's butt? That is going to sell like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah. They plaster casted her butt.
Yeah, but no, plaster cast of an animated
Black Series
animated Ahsoka blood, yeah.
Tano.
Yeah, 6-inch Black Series Ahsoka Tano. Yes. They did not have it painted.
It was just a mock-up, but it is coming out, and I think that thing is going to sell like gangbusters.
That does look good. That's a shelf dominator right there.
Yeah.
It
is grown up.
Comes
Ahsoka,
with two lightsabers. Yeah, it's the one from Rebels. The Rebels.
But she's the pose is so strong on that mock-up. If they can actually make it so you can pose the action figure like that, or she's that way in the packaging, that is a feature item on anybody's shelf easily.
That will be
not just because like, oh, Ahsoka's kind of hot alien girl. No, no, it's just that's a very good pose, and it's one that we don't see all the time.
Right.
And I'm not sure if this is because our podcast was kind of calling them out on not making any female figures. I'm sure it was. And maybe they're just doing this.
Yeah. Why would you question kind of that?
So we give them good press now. So that's what I'm guessing they're doing.
It for. Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. There's a lot of other things. I'll post some on our Twitter. They're already posted because Torpedo Ted has taken pictures of everything there is to see. So go there.
Check it out. If you want to know everything that happened at Celebration, go to Twitter at FlyCasual1138. Yes.
This is a long episode. We're just scratching the surface. Go to Twitter.
We also spent 2/3 of this episode, you know, giggling and piddling ourselves over the teaser trailer. But there is a ton of stuff out there to absorb, and it's a relatively safe place.
are we going to talk about BB-8 and the reality?
You really want to talk about BB-8, don't you?
He wants to get into BB-8. Do we have anything left on toys then, Garrick? Are you going to save it all for the all right, we are going long, but let's close it out. Let's talk about BB-8. We heard.
I just want to say I'm right.
We've heard. Well,
that's all I want to say.
Hey, we heard a long time ago.
Every time.
You know, we heard a long time ago that, you know, after the first teaser, I was like, man, that thing looked really real. The CG looked really good. And then Howie's like, I don't think it's CG. And then Garrett comes along with, hey, Mark Hamill said that's a real thing. That is a remote controlled droid that someone made. And we're like,
and then Howie jumped on the bandwagon.
And then Howie went, see, I told everybody.
Yep. See, now I'm going to call you guys out on this.
Even though no one ever said strictly that it can't be, but we in this group, there are a lot of people who were just naysayers.
I think Mike was pretty adamant it was CG.
Really? I think in the trailer,
it
is CG.
Classic Mike.
Yeah, I still believe in the trailer it was CG.
They
pretty much said this for the close up shots. They wanted a practical. You know, JJ was very adamant about this. I mean, I guess it's Celebration. Practical. He was right.
So you think when he's toddling across the sand in the first teaser, it's CG?
I think that's CG. Yeah.
Even though that he's the whole top to bottom of the screen. Mm-hmm. Okay. But when he's leaning over, looking around the edge of the Falcon, you're going, that's not CG.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Well, okay. And they even brought the model out, the remote model out on stage with R2-D2.
Yeah, they brought him out at Celebration. It was really cool. It was funny to see him get rolling up on that stage. Yeah. He didn't have any traction. That giant ball just starts spinning. And he's like, okay.
Whoa.
And rolls out and stands next to R2. And, you know, whoever was controlling him was having fun because his little head was twitching around looking at the crowd responding, you know, as people were going just absolutely nugging futs over the guy. And yeah, it was a really big moment. I've seen it on Imgur several times. The GIF of him like spin rolling out onto the stage, and that's it. And people just keep upvoting the heck out of it, just because it's such a cool thing.
It's cool. And I, you know what? I'm glad though that JG did. I mean, because there was that. Well, remember we had the story about Anthony Daniels a couple months ago.
Yeah,
about how, you know, he said that he was approached by JJ when he was first asked to do the film. You know, and JJ was like, well, what do you think about doing, you know, just the voice? And if we did, you know, it's, and he was like, absolutely not, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Corey was like, yeah, probably the conversation went, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
No, I was just checking.
Well, I went further than that. I said, I bet he was writing a list of people who he was justifying the expensive practical effects.
Exactly.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Adding your name to the list.
Exactly. That's exactly what he was doing, because at this panel, JJ was like, pretty much said it was his deal. That he was like, nope, we're going to do this. We're going to do this full on because I want this to feel as real as possible.
Yep.
And R2-D2 was that way. I mean, you know, it was a practical model
and
on stage.
Every time R2 was CG in the prequels, it was a giant groan fest.
Yes, it was. It was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Say with 3PO. When they went over the top of 3PO, you're just like, you got to be kidding me.
I would take 3PO puppet over 3PO CG.
Me too. No,
and that puppet was not horrible.
I'm glad because those are the little things that, yeah, might be more expensive, but in the end are going to make this movie.
It's going to make it hit harder, and it's going to make it more timeless.
Yes, it is.
And timeless is what's important.
It is.
Popular new characters right now.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Lord of the Rings. You see that BB-8 droid all over the internet
right now. Lord of the Rings was amazing. When it came out, everybody went, this is special effects in the most amazing way. Watch it now.
Yeah, sure.
It's
in HD. Yeah.
In HD, it's dated. And it looks rough.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
Same thing with the Star Wars prequels. You watch them now and they look dated and rough.
Yep.
Watch the original movies. Outside of the fact that like there's not as much like articulation in the aliens and stuff like that, everything looks fine.
Right.
Because even if something you think it's silly, George, for not being completely perfectly articulate, the fact that it's there in the room with somebody gives it a sense of realism that CG up until recently, and maybe arguably still now, can't do.
And I think that was the main point that he made to the Disney execs, because it sounded like, first off, BB-8 was a Disney creation. Some executive you know, wanted this to be able to sell a new toy.
They wanted something like this.
Right. Yeah. And I think they're pushing it as, oh, we can just CGI this and blah, blah, blah. And J.J. Abrams was pretty much, no, if you're going to make me do this, it's going to be real. And we're going to have it on stage. And the reason being is what you just said. He wanted something that the actors could bounce off of.
Right.
Because that's what ruined
the prequels for a lot of people. And and for me, even though I intentionally take joy from the prequels, those movies, arguably, if they weren't Star Wars, if they didn't have Star Wars on them, those movies would be ruined by the fact that the actors have no idea what's going on around them.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't.
Right. Right. I saw a documentary with, I think it was Attack of the Clones. There's a scene with Natalie Portman, and she is she's on the conveyor belt, you know, on the assembly line, and she's kind of going back and forth and jumping through things and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they showed her on the green screen set, and Lucas is trying to explain to her what she's supposed to do, and she's looking at him and she's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yep.
He's like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Because he doesn't care about acting. He doesn't care. It's not a thing that matters to him. Acting is tertiary.
That will make it work. Just do this and then just squat down. More intense.
Faster, more intense.
You're fine.
Right. There
you go. So.
Yes. So, but that was something that JJ was adamant about with the BB-8 droid. So I'm glad he was. Because I think that's going to make all the difference. I really do.
And I think in every place possible, they're going to use the practical droid.
Oh, yeah. I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're probably right. They're going to be sometimes when they're going to have to CGI that in.
Sure, but, right.
But I don't think they're going to, like, let's have a jet shoot out of him and he flies around. Right. Yeah.
It's not going to be obvious. That's like it was in the prequels.
Right. When we're going to employ the special effect, we can't just do it to do things that the droid couldn't otherwise do in other contexts.
Right. Right.
We need to do it because it's cheaper and more cost efficient, or we can do a camera thing we couldn't otherwise do. But the minute you're like, okay, the droid has superpowers, but only when he's CG, it's like, well, but
yeah, you know what? R2's never flown before, but let's make him fly this time.
Nope. Right, right. So it's just, it just makes it that much more obvious. CG, not CG.
And
it's like
pees
you're going through
oil.
Yeah, pees oil everywhere. Real, real flammable stuff. Mike almost did another spit take all over the sound. Yes. And that's a good place to close out. I want to encourage everybody again to follow us on Twitter at FlyCasual1138. Join us on Facebook, facebook.com/FlyCasualPodcast. Get on the YouTubes, Fly Casual Podcast on there. And then what other services? Good Lord. Instagram, Fly Casual, Imager.
Periscope.
We got,
Periscope.
We got an Imager. We don't have
we don't have an Imager.
Not yet.
No.
I don't, I've never even seen, I've never seen like that. A group Imager before. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Reddit.
Yeah, there you go.
We do have a Reddit, but nothing's on there.
Grindr.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Grindr. We have lots of Grindr. Lots of action on Grindr, boys.
You know, man. You do need to go to betterkind.com, though, and check out the show notes.
Yeah, go to the website, check out the show notes, and follow the links if you want to read more about the stuff we're talking about. We'll have a whole lot of information up there. And that's the case with every episode. So always check back there regularly. In the meantime, hey, wherever you get our podcast, if you get it off the website, that's great. Get on Twitter or Facebook, share the link. We'd really appreciate that. If you get it off iTunes, Stitcher, those kinds of services, give us a positive review. It really means a lot and helps us get out there and reach more listeners, which is, you know, that's what it's all about. We ain't getting paid no money.
Nope.
Ain't making no money.
You're not.
Nope. We doing this because we love to do it and we want to get in as many people's ears as possible. So yeah, help us get there. That's as I mic up my own mic over here. It's hard to say you mic your mic referring to mic bumping into things all the time. It's confusing, but it's true. In the meantime, hey, I'm Corey. That's Mike over there.
See ya.
He's not micing anything. There's Howie.
Yeah.
And of course, Garrick.
If I'm peeing oil, should I see a doctor?
Probably. What's the consistency and color?
Green?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. Whoa.
Hold on, let me light it on fire. Let me see some.
Before you light it on fire, Garrick, did you eat blueberry cereal recently?
Oh.
Actually, I did.
Then you're fine. You're fine. No problem.
Okay,
but you probably still don't want to get it near a flame. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us. We are jelly.